That's a little bit of the blues interior of the December 24th, 1939 concert episode that has been called From Spirituals to Swing. If you bought a ticket, it would say that on the ticket. And if you got the program, it would have said it there. And if you picked up the records called From Spirituals to Swing on Vanguard, that's a John Hammond production based on his recordings from his concert ideas, then you would see the same emblem, but a little bit of a scramble that sort of mixed together not just the 38 and the 39 concerts, but actually some studio inserts that were designed to stand in for music that was imperfectly or improperly recorded and the concert. So we're sorting it all out and trying to give you something like the flow of the actual concert series for both the 1938 and now the Christmas Eve 1939 concerts that were called From Spirituals to Swing. From that blues section in the middle, we heard Sonny Terry doing Mountain Blues and the New John Henry Blues, and before that we had heard Bill Brunzi doing a piece called Done Got Wise that he wrote, and something else called Louise, Louise. We're going to set up a long play-out sequence for the rest of the night, and it goes like this. The Kansas City Six was going to take the stage. That's the band that had been in the first event, and was representative of two elements that John Hammond really favored. One was looseness and improvisation in small band jazz, and two was the talented people who populated the Count Basie Orchestra. So the Kansas City Six was a total of six people, almost always taken out of the Count Basie band. In this case, they needed a new electric guitar player and happened to have one elsewhere on the stage. That's Charlie Christian, and he got invited in as the guitar soloist for a very special rendering of Page and the Devil, then Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, then Good Morning Blues. And then we stick with the Basie motif a little bit to hear Basie's singer Helen Humes come on and sing with the full orchestra. James P. Johnson, however, is added in on piano around the orchestra, and the same is true for Johnson's piece, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. In fact, he also wrote Old Fashioned Love, the other piece that she's going to sing. And then Count Basie comes on to do one full piece with the orchestra, a thing called That Rhythm Man, and then comes the jam session, Oh Lady Be Good, that lays it out and gives you a big chance to hear from a whole lot of people in order, sort of amalgamating some of the talented people who were on stage at this concert in order. Count Basie plays on piano, Lester Young plays on tenor saxophone, Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons play on pianos, Charlie Christian has a couple of guitar solos, then Sweets Edison plays on trumpet, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Walter Page actually gets a couple of bass choruses, and then the ensemble. Around them are various members of Count Basie's orchestra and the Benny Goodman Sextet, who are not soloing figures, but sort of setting riffs and filling in the whole ensemble. That is the grand dismount from the December 24th, 1939 concert of From Spirituals to Swing. We're going toward it, and on the way there, three from the Kansas City Six, three from Helen Humes, one from Count Basie's orchestra straight up, and then the jam session. All of it coming your way on WICN 90.5. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That surely is what you'd want from a jam session. It's definitely what you'd want from a concert at Carnegie Hall. And if the thing was called From Spirituals to Swing and happened in 1938, then there perhaps is no better summation than what we've just heard to catch you entirely up on the development and the breadth of black music in America at that time. We're listening to these sounds many decades later, and they still come through with great power and inspiration. And it's been a joy to be along with you as we've listened through just about every recorded stitch of From Spirituals to Swing, both the first concert in 1938 and the second one in 1939. And in the process, we have rolled over a calendar day for 2023, and you're listening to WICN now on what many see as Christmas morning. Happy, glad Christmas tidings to you if you're into Christmas, and if you're not, then may it be a happy Cab Calloway's birthday for you. And if you like none of that stuff, at least you can dig some great sounds on this radio station. Merry Christmas to all. There will be a grand display of outstanding jazz music in the name of holiday spirit all day on WICN. My name is Ben Young, and I'll be back with you on Thursday night for Artistry of Jazz in its usual time. Meanwhile, back to our extraordinary, unusual day of broadcasting on 90.5.